Episode 3130, Greatness is Not.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to your brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. And I don't know, how was your weekend? Maybe you were watching the World Cup for the women's. Yes, congratulations to Spain. They won. You know, when I think about everything that is before us, sometimes we're only looking in the rearview mirror. So today, greatness is not. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, well, I don't want to bore you with a lot of announcements, but we do have a lot going on here at Create You Now. So a couple things. Number one, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me via email, connect@createyournow.com. Also, if you haven't heard, we've got a brand new TV show. You can head on over to pray.com. We're exclusively there. However, we're going to be opening up some other channels soon, more to come on that. So definitely stay tuned here. And if you're not on the newsletter list, you want to be on that. You know what? I show up here every day and I got to tell you, I am not a newsletter fan, but that's going to change a little bit because of the reason why we've got so much going on. You're going to have to read a little bit because I cannot spend all day here with you on the podcast telling you all the opportunities that are going to be coming your way. It's exciting. It's kind of like, wow, but isn't greatness that? Isn't what you're doing in a journey something that's just like you're on the edge of your seat and you can't wait to get there? But in order to get there, you have to have a certain mindset. You have to gain leadership skills. You have to gain knowledge and you have to figure out the path that God is directing you towards. So when you're considering what to do next in life, a lot of the time you fall for how it makes you feel. Greatness is not built upon feelings, but on the acceptance of what is needed and the actions that must follow. In our pursuit of success, we often prioritize our feelings over actions, believing that certain emotions will lead us to this desired outcome. Like if I feel this way, I know I'm supposed to do it. However, genuine success is not founded on fleeting feelings, but on the acceptance of your current situation and taking intentional steps toward progress, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. How's it been for you? How do you know if you're doing well? How do you judge yourself? I mean, your own report card. I'm not saying like you're judging yourself harshly. Just when you're looking over your life, maybe you're looking at a career move. Maybe you're looking at a new business, join a network marketing group, or you're actually going to open up your own brick and mortar store. You're going to become a writer. What is it for you that's like, I just know that's where I'm supposed to go? Maybe you're going to be doing some work in the mission field. You're going to become a volunteer at your church, which may lead actually to a paid position. What is it for you that you're like, I know I'm supposed to be going this way? Do you bet on that nudge, that kind of like stomach, those butterflies that come up? Do you get this sense of, oh, well, you know, yeah, this is just what it's supposed to be. I knew it was going to feel like this. And you go for it. Or are you one who sits there and overanalyzes and says, well, I've got to have all my ducks in a row and I've got to have all my details done. And if it doesn't match up and if I don't come up with a profit, well, then I can't even go look at it. I can't even consider it. What is it for you? I think a lot of times we're looking at what greatness should be and not what greatness is not. And that confuses us. And we don't know if we're coming or going because we don't know if we're coming or going. We think we have this incredible plan before us, and then we begin to work our plan. And then we find out, well, gosh, it's not exactly what I thought it was supposed to look like. How many times have people gone into business? I wonder about the big stores that are out there, these big conglomerates. I wonder what they thought when they were just starting out like us. Maybe you're looking at it going, you know what? I just kind of want to have a really strong family. Believe it or not, that is your responsibility. That is your job. And you can take this information and still choose to say, you know what? I want to be the best mom there is out there. But we also have to know, in order to be the best, we have to know what it's not. Greatness is not. What is it not? Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you focus on your feelings all the time, they're going to lead you astray. So you got to shift your focus from feelings to acceptance. Knowing where you are, saying, okay, I may not like something, but I'm going to accept something. And that enables you to forge a path to greatness. Are you ready to dive in? Come on, it's time to shift your focus. That is your Keys to Keep It Simple strategy. Woo, shift your focus. Yeah, my lips there were a little bit kind of crazy. I don't know what it is. It's probably because it's so hot outside. Are you hot? Well, you know what? It is a little steamy all over the place. Some areas are getting rain, but that's not really helping the heat any. So I want you to take a deep breath. And I really want you to think specifically to your situation right now. What do you need to do to shift your focus? Have you been thinking more so along the lines of feelings? I just want to feel it, Christiane. I just know that when I'm there, like, I know it's going to be right. Maybe you felt that when you found your true love, your spouse. But some would say, well, yeah, that's what I thought, but then it didn't work out, so I divorced. And, well, I thought I felt it again, and then, well, I divorced. See what I mean? Feelings don't always give us the truth. In fact, often feelings can lie. Because you see, emotions are what happens immediately. Feelings are what we remember. And so we think we need to have this feeling. And what does it really feel like? I mean, is it really seeing your true love? Do you get all that like tingly sensation all over your body that you see in the Hallmark movies or whatever? I mean, Hallmark movies are great, don't get me wrong. But they don't end up in all these sparkly things above your head and, you know, wishing upon a star, and all of a sudden there's your prince. It sure be nice if everything had a happy ending in 2 hours. But that's not our reality, is it? And so when we look at where we are and where you want to go, right? You probably have a long journey ahead of you. I don't care what you are in age. You could be 12 years old listening to this. You could be 92 years old listening to this. You still got a long journey ahead of you. So what do you need to do to really shift your focus? If you truly want greatness to be knocking on your doorstep and you want to envelop that within you, because you know you were created on purpose for a purpose, what does it look like in real life to shift your focus from feelings to acceptance, to knowing that, okay, I've got to accept where I am, and that's okay. Sometimes I don't have to like it. I just have to do it because, well, that's the next step. There are many things that I've done with Create Your Now, and I'm thinking, really? There are times that it's been wonderful, and there's other times that I'm like, oh, pulling my hair out, and I'm frustrated. I'm flustered because I don't know, you know, if it's the right move, and then you do it, and you're like, oh, I've been doing this for so long now. Do I discontinue it? What do I do? We can't rely on our feelings because our feelings are fleeting. So how can you shift your focus to look at right where you are, the truth of where you are, that acceptance? Number one, embrace reality. Oh yeah, we got to get real. You got to be real with yourself. You can still be kind, but you got to be real. And sometimes we need to have those I'm not beating around the bush conversations with ourselves. Or we need to have somebody that we trust who can speak into our life. And yeah, that may mean that we might get a little upset. I have a couple of those people in my life. One of them is my mom. And so I'll share things with her. And every once in a while, she'll say something that I push back a little bit. But guess what? She just lets me push back. Because she knows that whatever she said's got to land, and I got to go and digest it, and I'll come back. She knows eventually I'll come around, right? Moms know best. You may have a best friend that's like that, a sibling. Maybe it's your mom too. Maybe you have a great coach. But we've got to embrace reality because often, right, we resist accepting the reality of our circumstances because it's not aligned with our desired feelings or expectations. However, true progress begins with acknowledging where you are currently. Embracing reality requires introspection, looking inward. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Look inward. And a willingness to confront both the strengths and weaknesses within ourselves. You got to see all sides. 360. If you're only working on your strengths, do you think you're going to fail? Yeah, you will. Because something will happen and your weakness wasn't strong enough. And you will fall. Maybe not hard, but there will be a fail there. By embracing the truth, you can open yourself up to possibilities for growth and improvement. You got to embrace that reality. So what are some action steps you can take in regards to this? Well, reflect on your current situation. Literally, take time to evaluate your present state objectively. Talk to other people, right? Consider your strengths, your weaknesses, and the areas that require improvement. I already mentioned this before, but seek feedback. Reach out to those trusted mentors, a friend, your colleagues, your coaches, your parents, who can provide honest insights about your strengths and areas of growth. This feedback can help you gain a clear perspective on where you stand. Now understand this too. Just because you seek their feedback doesn't mean you have to follow it, right? Use them as a sounding board. I have a lot of people in my life. Do I do everything that everybody tells me? Nope. Because guess what? I know myself best. I know where I'm headed. And I also have conversations with God. That's my ultimate, you know, determination factor. But I do take seriously other people that I speak to. But that doesn't mean that I have to follow through with everything that they say. Or I have to accept everything they say either, right? Also, you got to practice gratitude. Cultivate gratitude for your achievements and the progress you've made, no matter how small. This mindset will shift where you are now, and it's going to help you to move forward with a positive outlook and enhance your ability to accept your current circumstances. Let me give you an example here. Create Your Now, believe it or not, we have millions of downloads. I think it's fabulous. I love it. You all have grown it, not me. You all have shared it. You've passed it on to friends and family. You've told colleagues about it. Maybe you've even shared it with your dog. I so appreciate that. But a big milestone we just hit recently, like yesterday, was that we hit 1 million downloads on the website alone. Now that's literally over a million people now. Well, it may not be a million people because it could be 10 of you, but 10 of you had to come so many times equal a million, right? But that's people coming back and back and back. People showing up to my website a million times over that now. It's crazy. I don't know what the number is. I haven't looked at it today to, you know, spew it off to you, but it doesn't matter. You see, the practicing the gratitude, knowing where I'm at, reflecting on my current situation, I need to celebrate that. But do I stop there? No. Is it exciting that, wow, we reached this pinnacle for my website alone? Yeah, it's thrilling. Most people go and all of their downloads are on Apple, right? Apple Podcast, or it might be iHeart or Pandora or Spotify. And you go back to older channels, SoundCloud. You're like, what's SoundCloud? I know. And there's so many other podcast channels that are out there. I'm out there on things that I never knew I was out there because someone grabbed my RSS feed. I know too much information for you. I get it, TMI. But they grab my feed and they put it on their system. But it doesn't matter how it's getting out there. The matter is that it's multiplying. And I'm serving because of people like you, because you're spreading the information, you're sharing it, you're subscribing and leaving a review saying, I want to come back here more. Now we're here daily. That's why I don't like newsletters. I've told you that before. You know where to find me. This is real life right here. Every single day I show up for you all. And in all of that, I've taken off 2 weeks of vacation of our time here. That, my friend, is practicing gratitude. That, my friend, is looking at my reality, reflecting on my current situation. I've already shared it with a few close people of mine. But now guess what? The celebration's done. Now it's time to move on. What's next? Number two, set goals mindfully. Don't just kind of willy-nilly it. That's not going to get you to where you want to go. If you're wanting to stop working and you want to come and be a stay-at-home mom, fabulous. You can't just like willy-nilly it and go, well, I don't know what our budget's going to be like. I'm just going to quit my job in 2 weeks. I would really suggest that you write down your budget so you know what's happening. So you have a game plan. Now, it may be right, but let's get a few facts in there too. So while goal setting is important, it's essential to shift your focus from the feelings associated with achieving your goals to the actions required to make them a reality. By setting those goals mindfully, you direct your energy towards actionable steps rather than being solely driven by this kind of awe, this sense of, oh, I've got to, experience this accomplishment. That sounds great, but it doesn't do any good if it doesn't show up in real life, right? So what are some actionable steps you can take? Number one, define actionable goals literally. Like put it out there. Break down your overarching goals into smaller actionable steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I cannot impress that upon you enough. I mean, I can't. It needs to be. It's the one step. It's the little step. I never thought I would be doing podcasting for as long as I am. And what I've done and how we've grown now into TV and the things and the opportunities and the doors that are opening. It's fabulous. But if I would have gotten all bogged down about, oh, I got to look for that, I would have never started the podcast because there would have been too many steps and I would have been way too deep to even get my head above water. You don't want to drown before you begin to climb. So break down your goals one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And this is going to help you create a roadmap that is more grounded practically. All right, another one. Focus on the process. Shift your attention to the actions needed to achieve your goals. Embrace the day-to-day effort and progress rather than fixating on the end result. If you are always thinking about, well, I've got to make this much money. Yeah, I know, I get it. It's a good thing. We all need money to live. But if that's your only result you're looking for, do you think you're going to get anything in between? No, because what happens when you don't meet that end result? You're going to quit. You're going to stop. If I would have been fixated on having 1 million downloads on my website, do you know how many years I would be disappointed? I'd be very disappointed. I'd be sad every day because I didn't hit the mark. You could only hang on to that for so long. So focus on the process. And also, when you're talking about setting goals mindfully, develop a growth mindset. Cultivate this mindset that views challenges and setbacks as opportunities. What does this make possible? That's what my good friend Dan Miller says. He's also my coach, my mentor. What does this make possible? And embracing a growth mindset, it's going to help you stay motivated and resilient, even in the face of obstacles. And you're going to have them. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. You're going to fail more than you succeed. But let me tell you, that's going to get you on the journey to greatness. It's all part of it. And finally, number three, embrace constant learning. School is back and you should always be in session. Success is not a destination, but a continuous journey. By prioritizing learning and personal growth, you can move forward with acceptance, guided by a mindset of continuous improvement. You can always do better. Let's just talk about the iPhone for a moment. Yeah, Steve Jobs. If he didn't have that growth mindset, that personal development, that intuitiveness, that I want to dream this incredible dream and what we want to do, we wouldn't be where we were before he passed away. And I'm just going to leave this as a thought for you. What if he didn't pass away and he was still leading Apple? Where do you think Apple would be today? So I want you to take that and think about yourself. How can you embrace constant learning to empower yourself to adapt, evolve, and seize new opportunities? Well, number one, you can cultivate curiosity. Develop a genuine thirst for knowledge and seek out new experiences and insights. Play around with things. You don't have to be all in. Maybe you've never done an Instagram reel. Go do something crazy and do it. You can take it down. I mean, yeah, technically when you post something, it's going to be up there forever, but you can delete it. It won't be on kind of like your page, so to speak, because it'll be deleted off of there. Somebody, I guess, if they want to dive into the archives of Instagram or Meta or whoever you want to call them, then yeah, it would be there. But if you just want to explore, try new things. Cook different recipes. That's a great place to start. You know, experience life through a different set of lenses. Truly cultivate curiosity. Also, invest in personal development. You want to engage in activities that foster personal growth, such as reading books. I do a lot of reading. I attend a lot of workshops and webinars. And if you're like, what are these words? Look them up. You'll find them. You know what workshops are. Webinars, that's like an online teaching tool. A lot of people will do them. Some of them charge. Some of them, they're free. And it leads to something else. You got to surround yourself with like-minded people. Like for me, I've got a mastermind that I attend, that I go to. And we do events. We do retreats at least 3 times a year. And then we do other events together and we support each other. We do life together. That's something eventually we're looking at here, but it's got to be with the right group. It's not just about saying, oh, I'm doing this because it sounds good. You got to do it with the right people. And also reflect and iterate. Regularly evaluate your progress and the lessons you've learned along the way. Make adjustments when necessary. Like literally, flexibility needs to be your middle name. It needs to be. And then adapt your approach based on the insights gained from previous experiences. If you allow yourself to be flexible, you're going to grow a lot faster. But if you're going to remain rigid in your journey of life, that's not going to get you very far in a roller coaster. You may get stuck at the tippy-tippy top. And those few roller coasters I rode, holy cow, over our little brief vacation, I would not want to be stuck up there at the tippy-tippy top when they turned me upside down and I was at the tippy-tippy top. A new, new, new. Think about where you're headed, where you are. Don't rely on your feelings. Accept where you are, but know that this is not the end. Shift your focus from feelings to acceptance. And when you do that, this becomes truly a pivotal step in you achieving greatness, on your journey to greatness. And that means, yes, you're going to fail and you're going to succeed. And you add all that together and that says, yep, there's your greatness. So embrace reality. Set those goals mindfully. Really, really dive in to constant learning. You got to be teachable. And this will allow you to build a solid foundation for the success of your dream. Acceptance is not about settling, my friend. Sometimes we think it is because we're like, well, if we just kind of like accept where we are, that means it's a period in our life. No, it's not. It's a comma or a semicolon. It's about acknowledging where you are and taking purposeful, intentional actions to unleash the greatness that God has created within you. You are on a journey. So let go of these illusionary feelings. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. And my friend, you'll be on your way to unlocking your path to greatness. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.